Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave. It is October 15th, 2013. This is going to be a special show, and here is one reason why. Let's see if you can hear this. Yes, you can. Do you know what this is? This is a song that my friend Art Mosley wrote for me called Coffee for Miss T. Art, you had no idea I was going to do this. I don't know what you expected, but you know that I love you and I thank you for this because this is all about a birthday show with a lot of very cool songs because, look, there's a lot to remember for 60-plus years. My birthday is tomorrow, but I wanted to make sure that all of this music was intact today, and I wanted to make sure that we had a very special guest. In the third hour of the show, calling from Brazil will be Fernanda Cunha, who is one of that country's national treasures, and I am not kidding you. Let me just give you a little bit of Art Mosley on piano and Coffee for Miss T. He's something else, isn't he? This man is a source of inspiration practically every day on Facebook. We have never met face-to-face, but we're going to fix that really soon. We're going to jump into things a little bit. I can't ease Art out for right now, but let's kick it in with Tim Green, Time for Liberation, from Songs from This Season on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice to hear that, right?
Woo!
Cassandra Wilson from 2010 Silver Pony and the Lennon-McCartney song Blackbird.
Woo!
With Marvin Sewell on guitar, Jonathan Batiste on piano, Reginald Veal on electric bass, and so much more. Guests filtering in and out of this CD, which was highly praised. As a matter of fact, I love this. All music. When you're looking to see a review of a CD, 8 times, maybe 9 times out of 10, go to All Music as opposed to maybe a jazz source that maybe tend to get a little persnickety about the product, but All Music called it right in this particular instance. They called Cassandra Wilson a 21st century jazz singer, which means that there are a lot of infiltrations in her music. She has that New Orleans background. She has a semblance of rock. She certainly knows what pop music sounds like. She brings all of that sensibility into what is perceived to be a jazz delivery. But hence the term hybrid, ladies and gentlemen, because pretty much anything that you hear these days has a sense of not being strictly one particular genre, but has the effects and the inspiration of other sources to make it sound as fresh and lively as it does. And you're talking to somebody who absolutely loves jazz, but totally, on the other hand, appreciates all of what somebody brings into jazz to make it even more special and kick harder. So that way, you see, we can bring more people into the fold. Yeah, when you go to Cassandra Wilson's record label, you do a Google search for Cassandra and you find out that there's a couple of, I don't know how it works with her, and I don't even want to ask questions because she is a different breed of cat. She is. But when you go to one of the websites in which she is legitimately listed, it will say at the top, Earth is a marketplace, but heaven is our home. That's a Yoruba proverb. I love that. Silver Pony, the name of the CD. Cassandra Wilson for the birthday show on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And yours truly is looking forward to the third hour of the show because, whew, Fernanda Cunha is stopping by. She was scheduled a few months ago, but we had a conflict and a misunderstanding, and I felt so badly. So I thought, oh, this will work out great because if we could have her on the day before my birthday, that would be like a little gift because I might not be getting so much. We heard Tim Green, timgreenmusic.com. Please go there and please see if you can support him in this effort, songs from this season. Now, how many times have we played this sax legend in the making, young Tim Green from Baltimore, Maryland? Are you ready for the new news now? Do you know who he's touring with? Are you ready? Michael Bublé. Yeah. Tim Green is playing sax for Michael Bublé on many tours. Matter of fact, in 2 days, 3 days, they're going to be in Dallas, all through Texas, then Nashville, through Florida, different places in the South, Georgia included in that as well. And then he's going to come back to D.C. If you look seriously at timgreenmusic.com, your mind will be blown because then he's going to go back on tour with Michael Bublé, then come back to Baltimore. This cat is so on it. I almost tremble when I say his name, honestly, because he is our Coltrane. You heard me say that. The song that you heard is Time for Liberation, for songs from this season. And he was on a great Valentine's Day show that we had this year. And then that same show was Kevin Whalum. Oh, buddy, that was Valentine's Day. John Mayall, we heard in the second song of that set, California, recorded on the 12th of July, 1969, at the Fillmore East in New York. John Mayall wanted to do something special post his group, the Blues Breakers, break up. he wanted to go a different direction with low volume and music that was not heavy on guitar and drums. So we got together, and I just found this out today. I did not know that John Mark and Steve Thompson were no longer with us. Steve Thompson passed away in 2007, John Mark in 2009. John Mark is still with us. Steve Thompson was on bass. Johnny Almond was on sax, flute, and mouth percussion. He passed away in 2009. John Mark on acoustic guitar. And Steve co-wrote California with John Mayall. Big thing for John Mayall, the love of California. Beach is in the chat room today. Beach, I'm telling you, there is getting to be more and more buzz around your friend here in Baltimore that Southern California needs to be the place where T and I go next time. We'll see if God has that in mind, but there's a lot of friends now that are building in Southern California, and it seems to be the place that is happening in more ways than one. So keep a bookmark in that thought. John Mayall turns 80 in November, by the way. My friend Mary Swoyer was just with him the other day. She saw him in concert in Pennsylvania, and she had a picture taken with him. Hardly recognizable from when we used to drool over him in high school. How many years ago? I'll be 61 tomorrow, so you do the math. It's just really incredible to see the people that have inspired you age. You don't take into account that this is possible, and you don't certainly take it into account that you do as well. But woo, as you approach a birthday, don't these memories just fly at you? You start to think about things even stronger than usual. Yeah. This is going to be a little astrological set, if you will. Jerry Allen, Trio 3, and the pianist Jerry Allen, celebrating Mary Lou Williams live at Birdland in New York. Mary Lou Williams, back in the day, actually she recorded it in 1945, had a set called The Zodiac Suite. She did music for each signs of the zodiac. And this is Libra on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. Thank you.
Love is a way of life for this air sign, Libra, ruled by the planet Venus, goddess of love and beauty. Although love is most important to you, you are neither highly emotional nor sexually passionate. You love the atmosphere of love, candlelight dinners, soft lights, and you love beautiful presents from your man, perfume, jewelry. Money arouses your sexual desires. You are very charming and you know how to make a man feel like a man. You must always have a man. If you don't, you will dream up one. You love to fantasize. You must have romance or you will become depressed. If you don't have a man around you to show off your neat figure, you may become a little chubby and neglect yourself. Libras love to please their man. They will go to any length to please him. And so sadly so, because sometimes he may never notice you. You Libras are attracted to those gentle humanitarians of the zodiac, the Aquarius. Also some of the exciting and fiery areas.
Something I feel. Something
Golly day, I sure hope you didn't mind, but there was a couple of songs from the 70s right there. Woo! 1974. I'll be saying that a lot today. Woo! Main Ingredient with one of the producers as well as the voice on the record, Cuba Gooding. Oh, gosh. Just one of the all-time great voices. Really? Honest to gosh. Happiness is Just Around the Bend, the Brian Auger song. Woo! From Euphrates River, the Main Ingredients' sixth album. And it's interesting because the two songs that were played back-to-back both were experimental sorts of projects. This Euphrates River had two songs by Seals and Crofts. One of them was Summer Breeze. And the Isley Brothers, of course, had a take on that as well. Just really different kinds of vibes in the late 60s, early 70s. Folks were just crossing cultures. Oh, it was just so cool to watch. And you even knew when you were going through it. I mean, I was a teenager, but I knew what was happening. We sure did in Philly. So, you know, here's a couple of guys, Seals and Crofts, who are now in Costa Rica on a coffee farm somewhere, totally immersed in their Baha'i religion, and a couple of white guys from the South. And these soul groups were interested enough to sample or record all of their songs. So it just made for a beautiful kind of vibe. If you have ever heard Euphrates River, you know exactly what that means. We also heard Cannonball Adderley. How happy am I to get my hands on this? Because I couldn't for a long time. Finally, I found it. Love, Sex, and the Zodiac. That was recorded in 1970, but wasn't released until 1974. Cannonball Adderley with Nat Adderley, Hal Galper, Walter Booker, Roy McCurdy, and George Duke. Whoa! And listen, it's just so amazing to me. You can imagine each one of the signs of the zodiac were presented in such a way so that men especially could find their way around the bedroom, because it was spoken by DJ Rick Holmes, who was on what station? KBCA in Los Angeles, Beach, in the chat room. He was there for like 10 years. Now he's living in Nashville. Glad he's still with us. But Rick Holmes and Cannonball Adderley thought this would be a really cool idea, late 60s, early 70s, to get this album together. And they weren't the only ones to do it, mind you. But to do it in the voice of a guy talking about each of the signs of the zodiac as far as women are concerned. So each of these tracks had a different name. And the Libra track is called Patricia. So, of course, you know, one could take that very personally. And, of course, the thing that stands out in what Rick was narrating during that was that if we don't have romance, we tend to get a little chubby. All right, Rick, we don't have to hear anymore. That was so cool. On Fantasy, if you ever get a chance to get hold of it, it was recorded in Berkeley, California. Yeah, that's right. So you can tell that kind of vibe was going on with this, but man, to have George Duke and Cannonball collaborate on a work like this was just awesome. And then Jerry Allen, Trio 3, and Jerry Allen, Libra, from Celebrating Mary Lou Williams, live at Birdland, New York. This was from 2011. On sax, Oliver Lake. On bass, Reggie Workman. On drums, Andrew Cyril. And it was based loosely on what Mary Lou Williams did with the Zodiac Suite in 1945. Not all of the tracks, of course, sort of focus on that, but the work, Jerry Allen on piano, are you kidding me? Anything she does is fabulous. And her new one is called, of course, Grand River Crossings. Pick that up if you possibly can. Having fun! Don't forget, Fernanda Cunha is going to be with us in the third hour of the show, and she's going to be calling from Brazil. We have never done this before. Keep your fingers crossed that all will go well, because I'm going to call her. Blog Talk Radio, are you listening? Hopefully this will be a seamless transition. We'll find out. So if I don't get in touch with her, she knows to call me. So fingers crossed. Chuck Loeb. This album of his has affected yours truly deeply. Silhouette, which has some meaning anyway for Chuck. But this particular song, 7.5 minutes, with old friend Mitchell Foreman on piano, it's called Appreciation. And what better song to play on the day before your birthday than this? It's all about the gratitude, right? It's all about being happy with what you have in order for you to appreciate even more what's coming. Because blessings are, we just have to hold on. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Please enjoy this track. Thank you.
Thank you. The tender wonder of the roses each time a setting sun smiles on the sea. Until you come again to me, Estate. Thank you. the setting sun smiles on the sea. Estate. And when you sleep beneath a snowy cover, until you come again to me, Estate.
Explain what Shirley Horn was able to do on that piano and her voice. Matter of fact, Quincy Jones said, she seduces you with her voice. That is the truth. Whew. Just getting you ready for Fernanda Cunha at the top of next hour. That was Shirley Horn, recorded in 1987 in October. From her CD, Softly, the song is called Summer, a.k.a. Estate. Woo! Just so beautiful with the two musicians around her that knew her and loved her, Steve Williams and Charles. And I think that the name is pronounced Abels. I will be corrected for sure if that's not right, but I actually tried to look up pronunciation guides. I have learned just because it looks a certain way doesn't mean it's pronounced a certain way. Charles Abels and Steve Williams backing her up. That's all she needed. Amazing. Honorary doctorate she received, an NEA Jazz Master's Award. Beloved by Miles Davis. As a matter of fact, Shirley Horn won a Grammy for I Remember Miles. She and he had a very special relationship, and she passed away too soon for so many of us on October 20th. 2005. Amazing pianist and singer and mom and multitasker, honestly, Washington, D.C.'s own Shirley Horn. We heard Wes Montgomery from 1965, an album that has been called haunting, lush, mesmerizing. You fill in the rest. This project called Bumpin', which was Wes's 13th, was six-string mastery. And then you have Don Sobieski doing the orchestration and Bob Cranshaw on bass and Grady Tate, the great one, on drums. And you have a formidable, unforgettable project. Had to play the great guitar work of Wes Montgomery next to Chuck Loeb from Silhouette. Chuck's latest, just an absolute delight. Appreciation with Mitchell Foreman and company. Mitch, a longtime collaborator with Chuck, one of the co-leaders of the band Metro. Just so tickled that Chuck and I had the time to spend a couple of weeks ago. Oh my gosh, that show was so fabulous on Hybrid Jazz. The vibe was just so good because, you know, I carried it around with me for a long time that one of the true glitches since I've been doing the show, now more than 2 years ago, was Chuck on for an interview one day, and whatever it was that happened, it went from 180 minutes to 15. So we had a very quick interview, and he was just so gracious about saying, sure, I'll do it again. We got him at the right time, because guess what? Now he's on the road again with Foreplay. They're going to be at Jazz Alley in Seattle the 17th through the 20th, and then again the 10th to the 15th at the Blue Note in New York. And Chuck is going to be doing some other things in the meantime. You're going to be hearing Chuck again in this next set, because Foreplay has a song in this next three. Let me tell you something. Matt Williams just joined us in the chat room, and Andrea too. Yay, Andrea. Griselda, of course, is here. Didn't expect to see her today, but she is here, and Beej, of course, and our guests. This is just one of those romantic sets, and maybe it will be actually spiritual for you. We're going to hear from Brian Auger first. I really, truly just got into his EP from last year, Language of the Heart. Oh, dear God, it's breathtaking. This song is going to knock your socks off. I really had not heard it. Maybe you can play something in the background, but not really hear it. So Brian Auger to start. Then a Harvey Mason track from Foreplay's Esprit de Four, which is perfectly fitting for this day since we're in the Libra season. And then Daryl Walker. Daryl F. Walker, thank you very much. So those are the three songs that we'll hear. Don't forget, Fernanda comes your way at the top of next hour, and we'll be hearing another George Duke track with Stanley Clark, who is coming to Blues Alley this weekend. And a little surprise, a real big fat hybrid surprise, right here on the show. Stay with us. This is Him to Morning from Brian Auger. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
For me to know how much I'd love you, maybe I could have played a better part and made it plain to see just what we go through. Yes, I would do.
That is my favorite track from Daryl F. Walker's EP called Hold Me, See You Through It All. Exactly what one would want to hear if one is a female and a male was saying that to one. Whoa, that is so nice. Oh, my goodness. Lest you do not know about this, folks in the area who can indeed go. I don't know how much room this place in San Diego holds, but Daryl's going to be at the 98 Bottles back room in San Diego on the 9th of November. Please go to DarylFWalker.com and find out more, or more particularly, if you are on his Facebook page, go there, because that joint there is always chomping. Every single lady in the chat room can attest to that. Oh, he's always got something going on, and he always is so appreciative of everybody who pays attention, anybody who supports him. He is also going to be, Daryl is, with East Bay Soul at Spagatini's for a special holiday show on the 14th of December. Man, between that concert that night and tonight with Mark Arthur Miller at Catalina Jazz in Hollywood, oh, if there was any place in the world to be tonight, I would be there. Oh, my gosh. Please, if you have a chance to go, do. Some of my pals are going to be there. The folks in California that all of a sudden are just surfacing, all these different friends, and even my niece Rachel, beckoning me to come to the West Coast. Oh, man. Let me tell you, if there was the money involved to do it, it would be in the next couple of hours for sure. We heard Foreplay and the Harvey Mason song called Venus. So beautiful, from Esprit de Four. Harvey Mason from Atlantic City, New Jersey, all those memories, and realizing that Harvey and I probably passed each other so many times because we were right down the road in Ocean City, New Jersey. So it always brings a smile to my face. Harvey was looking to see if he could get some ideas about making a music video to Venus. So we'll have to see if he's going to do that still. I would love to talk to him again on the show. It was so much fun when we had him on all by his lonesome. He is real busy with Foreplay, and they're going to have a very active 2014, either collectively or separately. We'll keep you posted on that. Brian Auger, Hymn to Mornings. Morning, from the EP. I'm going to look at it right now. Hymn 2, I have to open it up, and then with my one spare hand, that's a little tricky. And he signed it for me. Brian sent almost every CD he ever made to me through the mail. He is absolutely amazing. 74 years young. I love him so much. Let's see. I'm still looking. Now it's got pages. Wait, hold on. Hymn to Mourning, singularly. And that was produced, by the way, written and arranged and produced by Brian and T-E-A, who are Phil Bunch on keys and percussion, and Frank Balofer on guitar. All About Jazz, by the way, waxes poetic about this EP. Please, if you have a chance, go get yourself Language of the Heart. You know who is also on this particular project? Karma Auger, Brian's son. Also, let's see, who am I thinking of? Yes, Jeff Skunk Baxter from Doobie Brothers. He's also on this. And Larry Coryell's son, Julian, also on this. Just amazing work. Let's do this, shall we? Without further ado, wackadoo, Fernanda Cunha's coming up at the top of next hour. I want to get these three very interesting songs in a row on before she comes to visit. What do you think? I promised you a second George Duke tune. This is a favorite of a few folks in the chat room from 1981. We're going to zip from 1981 to, let's see, 1968 to 1991. The third song is going to trip you up a little bit, but that's okay. It's my birthday show. I can do anything I want. This is Sweet Baby, Clark Duke Project, Volume 1. Enjoy.
When I think about your loving, the sun sunny evenings, the fun we used to share. Looking through the memories in my mind. Since I've laughed and cried and thought it's over, now I realize that it's never over, only set aside. Thoughts are only you, wandering through the memories in my mind. How could love for real have turned so empty? I just keep wondering why. Will I ever find the love we shared together?
Believe in what I say. Please, baby, I
Okay, you blasted closet rockers, stand up. Oh, had to play that song. You know, look, it's not that I would do this all the time, but it's the day before my birthday. I wanted to do a little something different. Now, that was certainly hybrid, was it not? Yeah. Max Carl has one of the best voices ever, ever. He was with 38 Special in 1991 when they did this. Bone Against Steel collectively wasn't received as well as that particular song was, The Sound of Your Voice. Whee! Sometimes I have actually heard that song and wept. Isn't that ridiculous? It's just the power of music, how particular songs make you feel something you possibly couldn't articulate to save your life. It's just something in the way that somebody expresses himself or herself, either vocally or instrumentally, and that song is it. Max Carl Gronenthal, a co-writer of that song, along with Jim Peterik. Oh, yes. Look him up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. Yeah. We've talked about Jim a time or two on the show. Interesting thing to note here. First of all, Max Carl has music that you can hear on the Speed Channel. Was not aware of that and was not aware that he is the current voice of Grand Funk Railroad. How about it? So, yeah, if you go to Grand Funk Railroad's website, not that they're touring that I can see, but they might not keep their website up to date, but there's Max, handsome as ever. Thank you very much. He is a hotter-than-a-pistol-looking man. Let me tell you something. Let's move on. We also heard Mason Williams from 1968. Whew, man, classical gas. MasonWilliams-online.com has the information. So amazing. This Mason Williams phonograph record is something that saved yours truly. I was walking back and forth to the shopping center in Rockledge, had a our house on Rhodes Avenue, walked up Old Huntington Pike to go to the Rockledge Shopping Center and would buy vinyl. So this was a prize. Had a big crush on Mason Williams, who is now 75, guitarist, writer, artist, has written books, comedy writer for the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, and Saturday Night Live. Just an amazingly creative individual. That song, Classical Gas, how many did that sell? He never would have had to work a day in his life again because of the amount of tunage that he sold from just that. Just made an impact on us back then and apparently still does for some of us. 1981, The Clark Duke Project. Yeah, Sweet Baby. That was the song that they could not get played on MTV. Was VH1 even around then? Yeah. It was too black for some, too white for others. George and Stanley were just kaflipped. They just couldn't understand it. They were deserted by every genre that was. And then they took off in the most amazing way. We don't even have to say anything about Stanley Clark, who will be with us in Washington, D.C., Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Blues Alley. And George never had to look back, that's for sure. You talk about a hybrid. He was the king of them, wasn't he? Oh, just such a pleasure to play that song. Miss him so much. Let us not dwell on what is sad. Let us dwell on what is happy and unbroken. Right, Andrea? Yeah. Fernanda Cunha is coming up in mere moments. Let us play the title of a song that actually a project that did so well in her native Brazil. Coração do Brasil, the name of the song on Hybrid Jazz. Hopefully, say a little prayer, all goes well. I've never called Brazil before. Check this out on Hybrid Jazz.
Alvorada, Alvarita, em Capivara, Timbu e Juriti. Cunhã, Deus guarde, meu Deus, proteja isso pra mim. Tupã, Tupi, Deus queira que o homem deixe tudo aí. Coração do Brasil, eu quero as tuas fontes murmurantes pra mim. Beber teu café, ser o teu curumim. Eu quero as tuas vezes, matas teu céu de anis. Oh, quero ouvir Guarani. Tem peixe boi, tem quati, tem jararaca de boi e guaxinim. Tem boto rosa e saci, vitória, régia, arirã e bem-te-vi. Oirã, Deus guarde, meu Deus, proteja isso pra mim. Tupã, Deus queira que o homem deixe tudo aí. Coração do Brasil, eu quero as tuas fontes murmurantes pra mim. Beber teu cauim, ser o teu curumim. Eu quero as tuas vezes, matas teu céu de anis. Oh, oh, quero ouvir Guarani. Eu quero as tuas fontes murmurantes pra mim. Beber teu cauim, ser o teu curumim. Eu quero as tuas verdes, matas teu céu de anis. Oh, oh, quero ouvir Guarani. Eu quero as tuas fontes murmurantes pra mim. Beber teu cauim, o teu curumim. Eu quero as tuas vezes, matas teu céu de aí. Quero ouvir Guarani.
Already it's a gift. Already it's a gift. Oh, Fernanda Cunha. I told her that if she did not hear from me by 5 minutes after the hour, that she should call me. So we're going to try. We're going to try this live and see what happens. This is so cool. Remember last time when we did this? Oh, I'm glad I'm laughing. Here we go. Let's see what happens. I'm calling Brazil.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Oh, look. Okay, I will. I'll do it again. And then there's T calling in the background. Let's do a one in front of that. Okay. That's T in the background. That's not Fernanda. He knows to wait. 790. Okay. Let's see what happens now.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Oh.
Please try again.
Well, that means that she will be calling me then, because apparently I cannot get through to Brazil. Now, this is one of those situations that maybe should have been tackled beforehand, but Blog Talk Radio was very insistent that you can call anywhere, and one would assume that Brazil would be part of that. We'll try it one more time. Let's see. I'll try another number. Let's see. Isn't this fun? This is what we used to do in live radio all the time on terrestrial radio, and now it's no different because it's online. These things are supposed to happen live and spontaneously because you can't do them ahead of time. Because if one were to call ahead of time, you could hear all the interaction over the microphone. So here we go. Third time's a charm, maybe, maybe not.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
Ah, yeah.
Please try
it's
again.
A good old thing. Okay, thank you, baby. We will. We'll just wait for her. Fernanda Cunha, by the way, is one of those artists. And is that? Oh, let's see. Is that? Let me see. Hello, enter and sign in, please, 661.
Hi, Trish.
Is this Fernanda?
Yeah.
You, oh my gosh, I didn't recognize the number because it looks Americanized.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Trish.
Well, thank you. You're my present. How about that?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here talking with you, Trish. What an amazing show.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. Fernanda, listen, and let me just ask ahead of time because I forevermore want to hear you say your name to me. You say your name to me, first and last.
Fernanda Cunha.
That's exactly what I thought, Fernanda Cunha. Oh, yes, I got it right. Yay.
Yeah, perfect.
How are you?
We used to say Fernanda, but no problem. It's Fernanda. It's okay.
Yeah, Fernanda sounds poetic and melodic, and that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you are. You
yeah,
are.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. You know, let's go back in time to maybe even 2 years ago, because you and I found each other on my other Facebook page, right? Hennessy Hybrid Jazz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you reached out and you made me aware of a song that you did. Anyway, the song stuck, Adios America. And I listened to that song and was so taken. And I've been trying to figure out since that time how I can have you on this show. You've really had a pretty remarkable journey. Tell us, go back in time to when you were little, and what gave you the bug to sing? Because we're also grateful for that.
Well, I grew up in a family of musicians. My mother was a singer. My two aunts are composers. And my grandmother was a pianist. So the environment was surrounded by music all the time. But,
sure was.
But I always think that was very hard to survive from music, especially in Brazil. So I decided to study psychology, and I graduated in psychology in 94, and I worked as a psychologist for 3 years.
Did
but
you?
I did. But I was not happy without music. So I started my career as a singer in 97 in duo with my pianist and friend Camila Dias, and I never stopped anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know the part about you being a psychologist because, you know what, here's the thing, and it's almost embarrassing to say because, you know, you grew up in Brazil, so you are essentially multilingual because this is what people in other countries do. We are also spoiled in the United States. We should be multilingual, but we're not. Most of the information that I saw on you, because this has been like days and days, most of it is in Portuguese. I don't necessarily know Portuguese. I might be able to pick out some words. But, you know, my big thing with you, what really endeared me to you is that you had a teacher at the music school in Rio who truly encouraged you to sing. So he was the reason. This is Antonio Adolfo?
Yeah, Antonio Adolfo. He owns a school of music in Rio, and now he lives in U.S. I think he lives in Florida, and he has another school there. And in 97, before I started my career, I was still working as a psychologist. I decided to study vocals, to study some kind of music just to get into music. So I started to study vocal at his school, And he said, well, you are a singer already, so you should sing, you should start your career. And then I did. I believe in him. And he wrote the song that you have just played, Coração do Brasil.
Yes, yes. I love that song.
He's an amazing composer, pianist, and educator. He's fantastic.
So you essentially started your career in 1997. You already had so much music inside of you because of your mom and your aunts. And then things just seem to be, it's as if you had been given the answer that you were seeking, because you really have not looked back since 1997, haven't you? I mean, things have been going so well for you.
Yeah, I have a career outside of Brazil too, which makes things a little bit easier, because in Brazil it's pretty hard. So I have been performing in countries like Canada once a year, Portugal, and Spain, Denmark, Austria, etc. Last year I've been in 8 countries, so it's amazing. It's an amazing career.
I just love to hear the way you sing, because, Fernanda, I guess I don't have to tell you that so many Americans are so smitten with the music that they have heard ever since the late 50s and early 60s from Brazil, and the love affair has never stopped. But when you hear someone who is so authentic, and you wrap your vocal cords around a song, and it has that much more meaning. I mean, I think that I've probably heard in my lifetime about 25, 30 people do the song Dindi. But when you do it, even though you sing the song in a language I don't understand, I feel the song to my core. I know some of the lyric that was written about it, and I know why the song was written. And if folks don't know, it actually was written for Sylvia Telles, who was this wonderful singer and apparently such a charismatic figure. She was the wife of Aloysio de Oliveira, correct?
Sorry?
She, wasn't Sylvia the wife of Aloysio, who co-wrote the song, Dindi?
Oh, Aloysio de Oliveira, yeah.
And Sylvia was killed in a car accident in 1966 at the age of 32. So, you know, you have this poignancy in that song, Dindi, but when you sing it, oh my gosh, Fernanda, it takes on a whole different life. It's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
You handpicked these songs, didn't you? You really wanted to handpick these songs on the CD.
Yeah.
And what was the reason for, I mean, why was the reasoning for the songs that you chose?
Well, I was celebrating 15 years of career, so I wanted to pick up composers that I admire, that I most admire, and that I used to sing in my shows. So I picked up Tom Jobim, Antônio Carlos Jobim, Antônio Adolfo, and Márcio Alacchi, who is a pianist here in Brazil and composer, my friend, and my aunt Sully Costa, and Haroldo Barbosa, and Ivan Lins, who is my favorite composer. I mean, I want to pick the composers I really admire, and also Daniel Gonzaga, who is a new talent here. He is son of a famous composer who passed away about 10 years ago, Gonzaguinha. That's what I try to do. And also I wrote a song with Camila Dias, who is a pianist. She plays piano in the CD, and she plays with me for over 15 years.
Wow. Well, it's such a beautiful mix, And I wanted to certainly play while you were with me for this this particular time. I wanted to play Dindi because some people might recognize the melody, but not that the song name is attached to it. So to get the authentic, the true feeling of what the song was supposed to be, this is one of those collaborations that Jobim did with Alucio, and there was another writer involved in this, and then someone else wrote the lyric for it. So it's just so beautiful. Do you mind if we play it?
Yeah, sure, sure. I would love to listen to myself.
That's great. This is Fernanda Cunha. This is from Coração do Brasil and Dindi on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you. e a minha vida inteira. E esperei, te adore, Dindi. Tararundara, 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 tararundara.
So beautiful, Fernanda Cunha. And Dindi from Coração do Brasil. Wasn't that something, Fernanda, how many times have you heard your voice, the music back when you're talking to someone? Does that happen often?
Yeah, it happens often. It's so exciting to hear myself, especially after I listened earlier to Shirley Horn singing Fati. Oh, so glamour, so it's an honor to be part of your show, Trish.
Oh, Fernanda, you know what? It's just, you have always felt like this simpatico spirit to me. There's something about you from the initial contact, whenever that was a couple of years ago, there just seemed to be something very familiar about you. And for whatever reason, and maybe this is the reason, because in Philadelphia, many years ago, we were listening to radio that used to play music from Brazil. So it was very comforting as a young girl to hear this music, and it has remained that way through the years. And then to hear your voice, it just feels like, without me ever having gone to Brazil, you feel like home when I hear you.
Oh, that's great. That's so sweet of you.
Well, it really is true, and you probably do that for a lot of people, because what is it that you feel like? I usually don't ask this question. When you sing a song, where do you go? Do you focus on the intent of it? Do you feel as if you're somewhere else when you sing? What are the things that go through your mind and your heart when you're actually singing a song?
Well, that depends on the song and depends on where I am singing. But I feel I try to get into the song as the song. I pretend the song is my song. So I get into the lyrics and I feel like I am living that story, something like that.
You're,
I don't know,
you're
if
a
you
messenger.
Understand. My English is not good, so I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
If you got it.
You're fine. you feel like you're a messenger of the story then, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's... And with a song like Dindi, because from what I understand, a particular way that I saw it translated, there is a line in the song that conveys the music that much more. The song is such an overwhelming love song. And I think that, just paraphrasing here, one of those lines is, if I could not be with you, it would be like the river not being able to someday go to the sea.
Yeah. And there's a beautiful version in English too. I don't remember the whole lyrics now, but clouds are passing the cloud with fiery clouds, just wondering all, where do they go? Oh, I don't. Have you ever heard this version?
Oh my God, you just gave me chills. Oh my God. Listen, there's been so many versions of that song, and people take liberties with the lyric. Fernanda, that must drive a lyricist, a songwriter, crazy, because, you know, everybody from Frank Sinatra to some female singers in the States have done it. There's just a little bit of a twist here and there. But the real intent of the song is to convey this once-in-a-lifetime love of someone. So you just did it again. Oh my gosh. And you really did surround yourself with friends, people that get you, authentic artists in Brazil. You had local artists on this particular project with you. Talk about them, because it's so beautiful to hear the musicians enhance your voice.
Oh yeah, the musicians play with me for 10, 15 years. For example, Camila plays with me for 15 years. She's a pianist. Jorge Carvalho, who is the arranger and bass player, he plays with me for over 10 years. And the drummer played in my second CD. Marcio Alac played one song, and he's an awesome composer, and I used to sing his song. And Zé Carlos, he's a great guitar player. He plays Jundi with me in this CD. And we also recorded a CD together in duo in 2007, just playing songs of Jobim and Chico Buarque.
Oh, my.
And, and there's a special guest in one track. He's an American living in Toronto. His name is Tom Sesniak, and he plays accordion in the track. And he used to play with me when I am in Canada, and with the guitar player Reg Schwager and Pat Collins on bass.
Yes.
In this CD, there's a Brazilian band and Tom Sesniak in one track.
Well, I wondered how to pronounce that name, because it is spelled S-C-Z-Z-E-S-N-I-A-K, Sesniak. That's really cool. I see that name crop up quite a bit when I see information about you. You and he have a real respect for each other in terms of music. That's so nice to see.
Yeah. He's very nice, and he's a friend. He's very sweet, and he's very talented. He plays, just to have an idea, he plays piano, bass, guitar, accordion. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
Oh, amazing. My gosh. Woo!
Yeah.
And you say he's an American living in Toronto. That's really cool.
Yeah, he lives in Toronto for 30 years, I think.
Well, that seems to be one of the ideal places to live. As is the case with you, where is your home? Where do you base yourself? What city?
I grew up in Rio, but I'm living in São Paulo for 6 years now.
I just love the way those who know how to pronounce those names say it correctly. São Paulo. Woo!
São Paulo, yeah.
It's
great.
I get so excited when I hear the names of these cities, and I get so envious when friends are able to travel to Brazil and get these amazing pictures. What is it like in Sao Paulo? Is it very contemporary? Does the city have one foot in the new world and one foot in the old? How would you describe it, and why have you lived there for 6 years? You must like it.
Yeah, no, I actually prefer Rio.
You do?
Rio, yeah. Rio is more relaxed, and I have all of my family and friends there. But São Paulo has more work, more job, more places to play. And but it's like New York or Toronto. It's the big, big, big city. And but every time I can, I go to Rio to relax a little bit and to revigorate it myself.
Oh my gosh, Rio seems like the ultimate destination. If you want something, that something will be there in Rio.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so beautiful. And you know, I'm a student, seriously, of what there is to eat and what there is to see and what it must be like on the music scene. How is Sao Paulo? You said there's work there. So are there lots of places to see and hear music?
Yeah, there are a lot of places here. In Rio, we used to have a lot of places too, but 10 years ago, it gets, bad. The venues are closed, and we have 2 or maximum 3 places to play jazz and bossa nova in Rio. So it's very, it's not good today, nowadays. In Sao Paulo, we have more theaters and jazz clubs, but we still have a lot of musicians there, really good musicians in Rio and also in Sao Paulo. We have great musicians in Brazil, in Belo Horizonte, in Minas Gerais. Yeah, we have plenty of musicians, good musicians and composers here at the musical country.
Yeah, that's not surprising at all, because there are many American musicians that absolutely focus on going to Brazil, whatever city that they decide to go to, because of the musicianship of those artists. You can't, as much as folks that are not in that particular country that love a particular sound, we just had an artist that was here whose roots are in Brazil, and he's touring through the United States now. And I can hear the honesty in that work. Fernanda, we were just talking in the chat room about you, and everybody is really becoming immersed in your voice. And when you hear somebody that is able to produce a particular sound honestly, as opposed to someone manufacturing a sound according to what they think Brazil sounds like in their head, it makes all the difference in the world. So,
thank you.
You are welcome. What would you like to see happen with your music? Would you like to keep on living in Sao Paulo? Would you like to be playing more in the United States or elsewhere? What would you like to see happen?
Yeah, I will continue to live in Sao Paulo. I'm based here, and my husband works here also, so I will continue to live. I think I will continue to live in Sao Paulo, but I want to keep touring. Yeah, I will keep touring in the road and in Canada. That's my second home. And I used to play there with an amazing guitar player and my friend Brad Schwager. And he lives in Toronto, and maybe we can go to U.S. for a tour in June next year. I'm working on it. Yeah, I will try to do this because I will go in November to Canada, so maybe it's easy to work on a mini tour in U.S. And I will continue to play in the countries I like, Portugal, Austria, and Malaysia, and the countries I used to perform. I love to tour. I love to travel to meet other musicians from other countries and work with them. It's a passion to me. It's really such a gift.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a blessing to be able to do that. We would absolutely love you. The first place I thought of for you would be Twins Jazz in Washington, D.C. The nation's capital here in the United States would absolutely love you.
Oh, that's a good idea. What's the name?
Yeah. It's Twins? Called Twins, just like, you know, two little ones who were born at the same time, Twins Jazz, and that's a wonderful club. Also, Bohemian Caverns in Washington is also a very cool place. And you know what? I'll make sure that you get an email about this. Another place to play is called the Hamilton, which is an amazing new venue that's in Washington, and it's across the street from one of the coolest hotels in the world.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. Yeah. So those three, and I'll send them to you. But, yes, you need to play in Los Angeles and in Boston and in New York and Washington, those four cities for sure.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. I have many listeners in the U.S., and my music is played in some radios. I have friends, so I just have to organize myself and try to manage a beautiful visit.
Yeah, ooh, it's pretty cool, very exciting to be able to think about you coming. Now, when was the last time that you came to the U.S.?
Oh, it was 9 years ago or 10 years ago.
Okay, so it's been a while.
10 years ago, yeah.
Well, so much has changed, and hopefully everything will be nice and tidy for you when you come, because we're having a little bit of a challenge right now. So we'll make sure that when you come here, you get a warm welcome. And seriously, as I say to not a whole lot of people, just a few, if you want a place to stay, my son and I will just open up our home to you, because that would just be awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You
oh, look,
and
it
thank
just...
you very much for supporting my music.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And anytime, honestly, Fernanda, that you have a new project or you just want to play a song from a forthcoming CD, feel free to come and visit all the time. I'm going to play another song, and hopefully you can hold on for another couple of minutes.
Okay.
Tell me about why this was important for you to have Adios America on Coração do Brasil, because this is such a quirky song. I love it.
Yeah, this song I used to play in all of my performances, in every place I play. Sing this song. Yeah, this song is very amazing. And it tells about, Adios America means bye-bye America. And the lyrics are about someone who is missing Brazil. And says, bye-bye, America, the samba is calling me, and I need to go back to my country, something like that.
I love it. It's comical, and it's warm, and it sounds wistful, too. So this is Fernanda Cunha and Adios America on Hybrid Jazz.
Saudade do Brasil, vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Não posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil, vontade que eu tenho tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie-woogie, ao boogie-boogie, swing também. Chega de rock, fox, trots, hipnotes, que isso não me convém. Vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim. Chega de light, alright, de fight, good night. Isso não dá mais pra mim. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Posso mais é que saudade do Brasil, vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie. Guiugue, guiugue, swing também. Chega de rock, fox, trots, hipnotes, que isso não me convém. Vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim. Chega de light, alright, de fight, good night. Isso não dá mais pra mim. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar.
Ladies and gentlemen, is why Fernanda Cunha has fans in multiple continents. Woo! Adios, America. Coração do Brasil. Fernanda, it has been such a blast to have you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you very much, Trish. Again, thank you for supporting my music. Congratulations to your beautiful show. And best of luck to you. And I hope to meet you soon.
You know what? You no doubt will. When if you have this tour coming up in the States, even if it's in Canada, some of us will find a way to get to you, honestly. Absolutely. Just keep me posted, and I'm going to send to you those three names or maybe more for you to investigate as far as performance for next year.
Okay, great. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Fernanda. Be well and stay well, and we'll talk to you so soon.
Oh, thank you. A big hug to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Fernanda Cunha. Look, here's the thing. If she is calling on this particular number, then what I don't want to have happen is, and I hope that there's no expense incurred, and she'll let me know, because we'll fix that. That was the whole scenario. The live call was supposed to go to Brazil, and I had two numbers, and neither one of them worked, because apparently it's not one of those situations that's acceptable, with Blog Talk Radio being based in the States, calling outside of the States. Wish I had known that. So we had an agreement, Fernanda and me, that if she did not hear from me by a certain time, then she would call. So I don't want her to incur any expense for doing this. You know what I mean? It's just not right. So, look, I didn't know if we would have a little time or not. And I thought, well, we do. So here's what we're going to do. Didn't think that we were. But this works out just dandy. Since the plan was for some of us to go to Ram's Head in Annapolis this Thursday, don't know if that's going to actually pan out or not, but I wanted to make folks aware of the fact that this particular gentleman will be there on Thursday. Hopefully, it will be a sold-out show. It's just one show at 8 o'clock on Thursday the 17th. And he's getting played right now, not only because I love to be able to partner with Laura Price at Ram's Head to make sure that the jazz acts most assuredly get attention, but also this particular man is well-versed in not only the contemporary jazz scene, but he is also quite adept at playing the traditional jazz. A lot of people are not aware of how vastly talented Gerald Albright is. This is going back now a few years from Forever, For Always, For Luther. I think that you'll know the song, If This World Were Mine, on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home, when Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender words I and resting on His goodness, I lose all doubts and fears. I draw Thee closer to me, from care He sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches.
That would be the way to end the show. That's my friend Vic. It's been too long since I've seen him. And that is His Eye Is on the Sparrow from Throwback a couple of years ago. Woo! Daoud Said playing keyboard and Vic singing. Don't Need Too Much More. Gerald Albright right before that. And Gerald is going to be at Ram's Head in Annapolis, Maryland on Thursday. Also at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival, by the way. Coming up for you on Thursday, the keyboard player for Steely Dan, Jim Beard. Coming up on the 22nd, Gloria Loring. Coming up on the 24th, the lady who shares a birthday with me tomorrow, Teresa Grayson on saxophone. Gabby Goodman, Gabrielle Goodman on the 29th. Tom Lorem on the end of the month on Halloween, and November looks scintillating. Can't even talk about November. Crazy. Thank you so much for everything, Griselda and Beach and Andrea and Matt and everybody that has come and gone in the chat room today, including Fernanda Cunha. You are welcome, Griselda. Thank you for that one. Thank God. He worked it out, didn't he? Woo! And thank you, Art Mosley, for this song, Coffee Mist Tea. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for being here for the birthday show. And we'll see you soon next time on Hybrid Jazz.